Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FDA is telling doctors to advise pregnant women not to use Tylenol because of its active ingredient, acetaminophen, and a potential link to autism. But ABC Steve Osunsami says
leading medical groups say that there have been dozens of large studies over the decades, and not one of them found that acetaminophen causes autism. They worry that pregnant women will now be afraid to take the drug, even when they have a fever, which they say can be more dangerous for the baby.
The White House says it stands behind Border Czar Tom Homan, who says he did nothing criminal or illegal amid allegations he accepted a bag of cash during a sting operation. President Trump speaks at the UN General Assembly today. France became the latest U.S. ally to recognize a Palestinian state. Israel's prime minister says Israel will react. And Jimmy Kimmel's show returns to ABC tonight after Disney suspended the show for almost a week over Kimmel's comments made about Charlie Kirk's death. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. This is ABC News. NASA is getting some new astronauts, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
At a ceremony at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas.
It's an exciting time to be here, and I couldn't be more thrilled and honored.
Anna Menon was one of six women and four men picked to begin a two-year astronaut training program. Erin Overcash described getting the call.
And the first words that I said on the phone were, "No way." I mean, yes, of course.
After training, the new astronauts will crew missions to the International Space Station, the Moon, and one day, possibly, Mars. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A man who was 11 when his mother was murdered is asking the state of Alabama to stop his scheduled execution. Jeffrey West was 21 years old when he shot and killed Margaret Parrish Berry while robbing the gas station where she worked. Her son Will says he's exchanged letters with West. He is scheduled to die on Thursday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. An effort by the Trump administration to force states to turn over personal data on food benefit recipients has been blocked by a federal court. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the White House has proven it's not able to protect personal information. At the Capitol, proposed legislation calls for a major new investment in biofuels in Wisconsin. State Senator Mary Falzkowski says state funding could facilitate a new plant located in Hayward to produce aviation fuel from woody biomass. Falzkowski says the new plant could bring 350 jobs to the area. And a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Fund hits a major milestone. The Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund has raised over $3 million for habitat improvement and ecological restoration across the state at places like state parks, trails, and recreational areas since its creation in 2013.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Aylin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members.
That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. "Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines," he told me. "This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service." Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with high temperatures in the lower 70s. Some patchy fog possible again tonight with lows in the lower 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body. Charm. You know I was raised on a
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Met her in Austin. She was totally awesome. She had a Western drawl. She was pure Texas, y'all. Said her name was Eileen. She hailed from Abilene. She'd been known to drink a few and show off her Texas tattoo. And you'd run a whole load to Dallas. Texas tattoo. She'd call you bluff. Oh, this lady was tough. Yes, she'd slap you silly if you didn't like Willie. She had eyes blue as that Texas sky. And if tequila is what she ordered, you might make it to the border and hope you could hold. Dallas, spend the night in San Antonio, reach Amarillo by morning, all the cowboys want a view of her Texas tattoo. Hand in hand, we cross that Rio Grande. Texas tattoo. Oh, yes. I'll be her Romeo down in San Antonio. She drives me wacky and wacky.
Real Country 1430 AM at 3 FM WRDN, the Gibson Miller Band and Texas Tattoo. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the 50s. We have some beautiful weather here coming up for the rest of the week and into the weekend. We have our Ag Weather forecast this hour, also this hour. Todd Gleason in our Newsmaker segment and talking about the evolution of the soybean crush. We'll have more coming up this hour. Well, of course, we have some great weather coming up, and everyone's invited to explore Wisconsin agricultural tourism destinations. Agriculture tourism provides opportunities for families to have an authentic experience filled with learning, food, and fun on the farm. In fact, earlier this past weekend, we were in Lincoln County at an orchard and winery. Just north of Wausau, and with some friends to celebrate a birthday. Had a lot of fun, too. So the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism has a website, and you can just visit that, and it can allow you to kind of search for destinations across the state if you'd like to do some agricultural tourism. especially this weekend with the beautiful weather. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
And on this week's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we focus on how to keep the kids safe on the farm with Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute.
Raising children on the farm has a lot of benefit, but we're also going to talk about youth that are not raised on the farm, but are working on farms or visiting farms. When the weather's right, we make hay, right? And a lot of times a farmer can't do it on his own, and so he needs some help. And a lot of times we see him hiring the local youth in the area. So we see high schoolers out of school for the summer and working on their neighbor's farm. And there are so many benefits to that. You know, they are out in the sun. They're getting that vitamin D. They're getting some exercise. They're learning about the circle of life and where food comes from. But there's also just a lot of risk to raising children on the farm or hiring youth to work on the farm. Every day, about 33 children are injured in an agricultural-related incident. That's across the U.S., and that number is just too high because we think about those injuries, and they can be life-altering injuries. And so we want to change that and prevent that because we don't want youth going through the rest of their life with some type of injury or disability because of something that happened on the farm. As parents, we can have youth working on our farm nonstop all the time. There are no regulations, which seems very crazy. But if you are actually hiring a child to work or a youth to work on your farm, there are age limits, there are hour limits, there are fair payment laws. And so to protect yourself and your farm, it's good for you to know some of those laws and some of those regulations for your state. So we have a couple campaigns and a couple resources. The Child's Agricultural Safety Network. For anyone who's interested in kind of talking about keeping children safe. And anyone can join this network. Just go to the website, cultivatesafety.org/CASN, and you can join the network. With this network, we even have online networking system where you can ask questions, share your thoughts, share ideas, maybe share concerns. And then the last campaign we have there is the I Am Raising campaign. It's I am raising cattle. I am raising corn. I am raising potatoes. I am raising cranberries. I am raising kids. And we understand that, yes, you are raising kids on the farm, and that's okay, and that's great. They are, again, getting that sunshine, getting that vitamin D, getting exercise, getting outside, knowing where their food comes from. But remember to always be a parent first and a farmer second. And if you're wondering, what are some of the incidents that are happening in my area? What are some of the injuries and fatalities that are happening? Ag Injury News is a collection of news reports of injuries and fatalities that are happening all over the United States. So you can actually go on there. You can create your own account. It's free to join, but you do have to create an account. So you can actually filter out your area or maybe the topic that you're most interested in. So I could do Wisconsin if I just wanted to know injuries and fatalities in Wisconsin, or I could filter out and say, I want to know how many ATV injuries have happened in the United States. And so you can filter and you can kind of see, and that'll kind of show you the trends in your area of what injuries are happening, what fatalities are happening. And then you can start to kind of figure out, well, how can I prevent that from happening on my farm. So again, join us. Share with us. What do you know? What are you doing to keep your children safe? What questions do you have? Are you looking for someone to collaborate with on a project or anything? You know, join us on that online network, because really a lot of great information is shared there. And I just want to say, I hope at the end of the day that really I've brought safety back to the forefront in our minds. And I hope that if even one small tidbit of information stays with parents or with adults, it's just to remember to think about safety each and every day, each and every minute, because at the end of the day, there's nothing better than knowing that our youth and our kids are tucked safe into bed and having those sweet dreams after a long day on the farm.
Those are comments from Melissa Pluckelman, outreach specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line, the joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Bootscoot Boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck
telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing, cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to your heart?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Clay Walker and What's It to You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 57 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, double-digit losses once again in the milk markets. October and November both down 20. October at 16.66, November 16.15, December down 11 to 16.58, January down 12 at 16.65. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down 3/4 to 163 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 4 to 161. 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5 to 170. 6 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down 1/4 to 114 and a half. 4 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 64 even. And no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, look for the markets to be potentially mostly higher on the live and feeder cattle markets again, as there were some bids yesterday in some of the cash markets, at least steady. There's still that positive cattle on feed report also helping to support the markets. Hogs could also be mostly mixed today. It's all going to be about those resistance levels. Will the trade now pull back from some of those resistance levels? Or do traders believe there's enough consumer demand to move prices past those levels? October live cattle opens the day at 237.15, December 240.22, February 242.35. September feeder cattle open at 362.72, October 361.35, November at 359.90. October hogs open the day at 98.80, December 88.75, and February at 90.70. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower this morning. Again, we're seeing harvest pressure continuing to creep into the markets. Those trade concerns, especially with China, continue to also pressure the soybean markets once again. There's also lower soybean product prices, providing some additional pressure. And again, even wheat markets following suit, moving mostly lower again. Some of that positive weather for the winter wheat planting and emergence continues to pressure prices. December corn down 1.5 this morning at 420 and a quarter. March down 1.25 to 437 and a half. May down 1.75 to 446 and three quarters. New crop 26 down 1.5 to 458 and a quarter. November beans down 5.5 to 1005.5. January down 4.75 to 1025.75. March down 4.5 to 1042.5. New crop 26 down 4 to 1053.5. October soybean meal down 280 to 276.10. October soybean oil down 13 cents to 49.04. Chicago wheat, December down 2 to 508.75. March down 1.75 to 527.75. Minneapolis wheat, December up 3/4 to 564.75. While March up a half to 585 even. Meanwhile, energy markets higher this morning as November crude oil now up 63 cents to 62.91. December up 58 cents to 62.48. October and November gas both up 2 cents. October at 199, November at 193. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Local bids from Monday at Elsevia Durand. Cash and October corn 362, December 367, new crop 26, 4 even. Cash and October beans 901, December 911, new crop 26, 951. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 367.75, October, November 371.75, December 376.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 376, October 370, December 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 366, cash and new crop beans 926. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 372, new crop 26, 410, cash beans 909, new crop 26, 970. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 377, October, November 374, new crop 26, 414. Cash beans at 922, October, November 917, and new crop 26 at 10 even. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 364, new crop at 368, cash beans 929, new crop also at 929. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 247, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222, market cows 128 to 163, bulls 165 to 204, calves 500 to 1660, beef steers at 258 to 655, Holstein steers 249 to 520. Sheep markets, light lambs 360 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 300 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I know what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. Ooh, gonna love a little stronger. You tell me you're the lucky one, things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And today in our newsmaker segment, we dive into the long-run evolution of the soybean crush with Joe Jansen from the University of Illinois. As you'll hear from Todd Gleason, the agriculture economist says, the research uncovers some interesting changes.
When you crush a 60-pound bushel of soybeans, the standard calculation assumes you get 11 pounds of soybean oil, 44 pounds of soybean meal, 4 pounds of hulls, and 1 pound of waste. But when Illinois' Jansen looked at the data, he found a slightly different story. Those proportions aren't as fixed as one might think, he says, and the difference is reshaping the nature of soybean demand.
Let's start with our key finding. Waste rates in soybean processing have declined by 44% since the 1960s. We're talking about going from 2.7% waste down to just 1.5% today. Essentially, the industry figured out how to extract a percentage point more value out of every single soybean. This might seem small, but when you're processing billions of bushels, these small improvements add up to significant gains.
Here's the important part of that change. While waste was going down, soybean oil extraction rates were going up.
Not only were crushers wringing more output out of each bushel, but the composition of that output was changing. Back in the mid-1960s, a typical bushel yielded about 18% oil. Today, it's nearly 20%. That means each bushel of soybeans produces about 10% more oil than it did 60 years ago. Importantly, the gains in oil output were larger than the decline in waste, so the composition of the crush was changing.
Now, why does this matter? Well, enter the renewable diesel boom. Starting around 2020, demand for soybean oil as a biofuel feedstock exploded. And if you're a soybean processor, you'd like to dial up oil production while leaving meal production fixed. The problem, of course, is that soybeans come in fixed packages. You can't make more oil without making more meal, but the data since 2020 suggests it is possible to extract more of the oil that is already in the bean.
Since 2020, right when renewable diesel took off, soybean oil extraction rates have been consistently above their 60-year trend line. This suggests the market is adapting in real time. The changes aren't huge. Changing the composition of the crush is like turning an ocean liner. It doesn't occur instantaneously. But there is some evidence of a response.
It seems then that the soybean industry may have a little bit more flexibility than the standard board crush margin suggests. When the market conditions change, producers, processors can adapt by tweaking extraction and improving efficiency. It's not instantaneous and it's not unlimited, but it is happening, says Joe Jansen.
So, what does this all mean? First, those standard industry calculations about crush ratios, the one that assume exactly 18.3% oil content, might need updating. It seems that the soybean industry might have a little bit more flexibility than the standard board crush margin suggests. Last, this has implications for farmers, food prices, and fuel markets. When processors can squeeze more oil out of the same amount of soybeans, it changes the economic equation.
I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Thanks, Todd. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale. Dry weather is now expected in our ag weather forecast. We'll have the dry weather continuing through the week and into the weekend. Highs will range from the low 70s through low 80s through early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have highs 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Northeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog expected. Lows 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. For Wednesday, partly sunny, patchy fog, and highs 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 65 to 70%. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Friday, sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Some of the trees in my area have big silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's a concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It starts a jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She's always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. Well, they've got